I think maybe situationships. It's someone that I'm in some kind of engagement with who is not committing to me, but I want them to.
I like have like high standards, right? And I think it's because I'm fucking scared of intimacy.
Oh my God. Let's go there.
It's me, you know, just calling because I really miss you.
Hi everyone, I'm Hannah, your host of Prugogi Pod, and today we are back for another episode with one of my best friends for, I didn't do the math.
I have to count from fourth grade every time.
No, literally I go like, so minus eight, so 2007.
We've been Whoa, that was really fast. I'm impressed.
Oh yeah, I've been doing simple math.
2007.
Yeah, 2007, and it's 2023 right now, so 16 years.
Around there.
Yeah, and so everyone, this is Chelsea.
Hi.
I firmly believe that throughout my entire life, she has been a constant funny person in my life.
Oh, thank you.
And then I've just like seen, we've seen each other grow. I guess first impressions of each other when you met me in fourth grade.
I thought you were a fob. I didn't think you spoke English.
Dude, she literally, so right, I went with my mom first day of school for fourth grade, and I was being introduced to the Korean group. Like literally our fourth grade teacher was just like, oh yeah, like this, like here are your friends essentially.
Yeah.
And she was just like, yeah, let's like keep you guys separated from everyone else.
We were gonna say something not PC,
but yeah, I like was standing with my mom. I was standing behind my mom, actually.
You looked so scared and shy,
bro. I was so fucking scared to move again.
Yeah, like, you moved a lot.
Yeah, like I had moved what, twice before that, and like I remember when I was leaving the last school that I was at, I felt like nobody cared about me. Aww. Like nobody cared about me leaving, and I was like, oh okay. And so I think I was really scared, and so I was standing behind my mom, and then, was it you who asked?
I went up to you and I said in like very bad Korean, because I don't speak it well, I was like, hi, my name is Chelsea. Do you speak English?
My mom was so much sass.
And with a perfect English accent, like no hint of accent. A Korean accent. Yeah. She's like, she speaks English. And I was like, oh my God, thank God.
And so that was literally our first interaction. And then from there on, we were known as the Asian Invasion.
Stop. Why did we think we were so important that we had to be referred by a name?
By
like
a name.
Who was talking about us? Like the press?
Yeah.
Actually, in fifth grade, I made a secret anonymous blog that was kind of like Gossip Girl that reported on all the happening things at Vista Grande Elementary School. But I would like write about myself and like boys I had crushes on, like, oh, did you see Chelsea and him like hold hands at recess?
Wait, do you
not remember this?
I remember this because it was you and somebody else,
Emily,
right?
Hupp,
Emily,
yeah.
Hupp, yeah. Oh my gosh, wait, I didn't know it was you. I thought it was only Emily this entire time.
Breaking news.
Yeah,
so yeah, that was fifth grade. But fourth grade, I remember you were so nice, so quiet,
so quiet.
But then we became friends really fast, like our whole friend group.
Yeah.
Is that the year when we taught Mr. Soriano double Dutch, or was
fifth
that
grade? Oh, that fifth grade was, yeah,
it's,
yeah,
all a blur.
No, it really is. But yeah, we were, I feel like we just like really made an impact on like any school that we were at.
Because
like
we were annoying.
We would always find like a favorite teacher and like either bully them or like
make them a meme.
Yeah. And so Chelsea brought a gift for us today. This is our top secret notebook. If you look,
it's disgusting. What is this? The Baby Bell cheese wax that we used to make little like
hearts,
and we'd put it on each other's lockers and stick it on. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
There's some Hello Kitty stickers, and then there's a handle so that we could easily carry it around. And these are vintage Abercrombie bags, reused, so eco-friendly,
recycled,
very sustainable. But Hannah would have it one class period, right?
Yeah.
All of her thoughts, and then I would have it the next and comment on hers and reply back.
Yeah, it was so fun. Like literally, this is probably one of my core memories of middle school.
Yeah, and we never paid attention in class. No. We would just do that.
I would just write in this journal and then cut off my split ends.
Yeah. Yeah, seriously. And like talk shit in there.
No, yeah. Okay, so we like briefly went through it. Here, I'll show you guys.
Oh my God, wait, that might be incriminating.
Oh. Here, I'll blur out some of it.
There's some top secret tea in there.
No, this is so fucking top secret. Like, we, like, when I tell you we, like, talked about our crushes, like, it was in depth. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, I feel like this informed the rest of my life, like, how I crush on people.
Yeah.
Like, I just make shit up.
Oh, totally.
You know? Like, yeah. I love putting people on a pedestal, especially strangers.
It's like the idea of them.
Yeah. Yeah. You know how they say, like, crushes are a lack of information?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Whoever said that, give them a Nobel Prize.
Yeah, no, straight up. And so, actually, today, we're going to be talking about situationships. And so, yeah, I guess to just kind of get into it, I feel like I've never, like, been like, oh, yeah, my situationship. Like, I don't.
I hate that word, by the way.
Oh, do you hate it?
Because I feel like it was either a tweet or a TikTok that was, like, only one person calls it a situationship, and I don't think I've ever really used that term too much, but just like an engage, like any kind of engagement with the person that's not your boyfriend, you know?
Yeah, yeah,
like that gray area.
Yeah. And I feel like, I mean, do you think situationships are, quote, like, different from dating someone? Because I feel like there's so much overlap between, like, just seeing someone, maybe. I don't know.
I think dating is when you go on dates. Like, you could be like casually dating or like in a committed relationship or exclusive. I don't like exclusive either, because I'm like, just be boyfriend and girlfriend then, or just be a free agent and date and live your life.
Right.
But dating, I feel like, is its own category. I think situationships maybe are a mix of that and like hooking up, maybe. I don't know. But yeah. I feel like some of the ones I've had in the past, they've turned into relationships. But in the moment, I didn't think we were dating or anything. Like, I'd be out with a guy. And one of my friends, I was talking about my day, like, oh, we did this. She's like, oh, that was a date. And I was like, no, it's literally not.
We were just hanging out.
Yeah. Like, all this stuff. She's like, no, that was a date. I was like, okay. And then he ended up becoming my boyfriend, like, a while later. I was like, oh, okay, I guess that was kind of, like, dating. But I think maybe situationships, it's someone that I'm in some kind of engagement with who is not committing to me, but I want them to. And you have that hope, you know?
Completely. I feel like it's always just like I'm going to convince you to like me enough to be in a committed relationship.
Yeah.
You know?
And it's always with someone that they're probably telling you, I'm not looking for a relationship. So then you're trying to make yourself feel better. Like, oh, this is a situationship because it's not a relationship, but we're doing all the same things. It's like, no, honey, like, without the commitment, like,
then it's like, what is it? Like, it's nothing. It's you, like just
bopping around, living your Sex in the City life, like being a single girl.
Yeah, no, straight up. And like, the thing is, like, right, I'm not the type of girl, if somebody tells me, like, oh, I don't want anything serious, like, I'm gonna stick around. But I've noticed, like, in some of the things, like, I have stuck around, I've tried to convince them to, like me enough. Like, I remember in college, this guy was, so nice, very straight up with me, was like, I just got out of a relationship, like, however many months ago, I'm not ready to be in anything. And literally, I spent the next year texting him. Like every single day, believe them
when they tell you.
Yeah. And like, right, I think like the story I told myself right after that was like, oh, he led me on, like, oh, he like he's such a bad person. And then in hindsight, I'm like, wait, you forgot this like huge fucking detail of like, oh, he told you straight out from the jump, I don't want to be in a relationship. And so who was I to think?
It's like an ego hit, because you're like, well, I'm amazing. Like, if I had the opportunity to have access to me, I would jump at it and fall in love, you know?
Yeah.
So him telling you in the beginning, oh, I'm not looking for a relationship, you're like, okay, well, you think that now, you just haven't gotten to know me yet, right? Yes. You'll see. And then you have that hope, like, oh, I'll keep doing this, he'll get like
he'll see something. Yeah,
he'll see how amazing I am, which you are. But when they don't choose you in the end, it's like, okay, well, why didn't that happen? Like, what's wrong with me? That's just like the automatic thought process, maybe. But it's that's like a totally different, like, it's not related at all. Like, it's not because you're a shit person or not an attractive person or not someone who's desirable. It's just,
it's like not personal.
Yeah, it's not personal.
Yeah.
And then so how he made you feel, and I'm saying you, but I feel like this is how I think, like, how he made you feel, like, oh, that felt shitty, like, well, he made me feel shitty, he's a bad person.
Yes, exactly. So yeah. I'm always like equating things to being like, oh, this is a personal attack on me, like, should I think differently about myself because like they didn't, quote, choose me, but they didn't even want to be in a relationship in the first place. You know, like, we always have those examples of like like, right, the girlfriend who's been a girlfriend forever, and then
can't relate.
Oh yeah, me neither. And then like, right, they like don't want to get married, they break up, and then he like gets married within like 6 months, and it's like, oh
yeah, time I feel like is not like, it doesn't mean shit. Like, you can meet someone and want and know that you want to date them immediately. Well, that's never in my case, but like from friends I've talked to,
yeah.
And I feel like for a lot of men I've heard, they have to feel like settled and secure in themselves first, right? So it might just be their other circumstances around their lives, like, oh, I need to figure out my job or my career. Like, I have so many girlfriends where their boyfriend's like
not
financials or like whatever,
right? They just like don't have everything together,
and they don't feel like a man, so they
yeah.
can't step up. But I don't know, I'm kind of the opposite of, well, I feel like since my prefrontal cortex developed, it's changed a bit.
She's 26, everyone. She's yeah 26.
And after getting like medicated, also, I feel like every time I say ADHD, it's so annoying. Like, stop talking about it. Like, we get it.
This entire week has been me going, I think I need to like get back on medication or like find something that like works for me. So
yeah, because the medication I'm on, it's supposed to help with like the chemical releases in your brain and like the dopamine, like
the synapses. All
that. So that now that it's helping her out, like, I feel like those dumb decisions are like just like, you know, but also I don't think it's dumb. Like, we're in our 20s. This is what shit is for. But yeah. Anyways, I feel like I've always been like more not inclined to be in a relationship. Maybe even if I had interest in a person and deep down my feelings maybe felt that way, to me, I didn't recognize that in my brain and how I feel. I'm like, oh no, I don't like this feeling. Like, I don't want to be in a relationship because once I get in a relationship, like the boyfriend girlfriend label, that's when my trust walls come down. And once it comes down, I feel like that's worse because you either get married or break up, right? And then
yeah,
so you're just setting yourself up for a breakup basically, and that's just like so shitty.
Yeah,
so I kind of like, well, my college too was kind of, people were in more casual things,
relationships, like
yeah it was more like situationshipy, I guess, anyways. But I've always felt more comfortable in that gray area because in my mind, how I think about it, it's like, okay, well, we both have an out, right? Like, there's that safety net of being like, okay, well,
we were never official.
Yeah, we're not committed to each other, and you can't have expectations, or you don't owe the person anything and the person doesn't owe you anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that's in the back of your mind. So
it like eases the pain, kind of.
Yeah, because nothing lasts forever.
Yeah.
And then I think that has helped me a bit, just like with being able to be on like good terms with people and whatnot, and because it's just like not a big deal, and just because something ended doesn't mean that you have to hate the person, right?
Yeah, because I'm kind of like that too, where like I think this is like a bigger discussion, but I literally think I like have like high standards, right?
I do, yeah.
And I think it's because I'm fucking scared of intimacy.
Oh my God. Let's go there. No, my number one thing I think I need to work on, like, and I don't like therapy, is vulnerability and emotional intimacy.
Because intimacy, yeah.
I mean, like, you said I'm funny, so I'm not calling myself funny, but like, you know, funny. Like, using humor as a coping mechanism so things don't get so deep, or like, you know, stuff like that. I'm just like not good at all about being vulnerable, and maybe if I'm feeling some type of way, I don't even like, I'm lying to myself, but in the moment it feels like my truth,
right?
But yeah, I am so bad at emotional intimacy, vulnerability, and all that stuff. So I remember my last ex-boyfriend, when he wanted to me to be his girlfriend, I was just like, that my first feeling, I can feel it right now, was just like my stomach like dropped, and I just got anxiety. I was like, oh fuck no, like I don't like this, like that makes the stakes higher, like what we had was good,
like why did you go and ruin it with confessing your feelings?
Yeah, like this is just like, why are we talking about it?
Right.
And okay, this is like sad girl, but really not, because it's not that deep. But I think it's also because like being a child of like a Korean immigrant, or like other people can relate to this too, like it's not the same warm kind of environment that like a typical American family is like. So there wasn't a lot of like affection or like, I don't think I've ever said I love you to my parents. Like, that's just not something that I say.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's implied. Like, why do we have to like talk about it? That's so annoying, you know, like stuff like that. So I just, how I, my whole life has been, is just like not like that at all.
Yeah.
So I'm not, I don't know how to be like that or do that.
Right. Yeah. Like, how would you, yeah. I don't think I would like know how to act like any differently for sure. No.
Like, my healthiest relationships are with my girlfriends.
Yeah, I completely agree.
And Reed, shout out Reed.
Oh yeah, shout out Reed. Love him. We've met once. But yeah, no, me too. Like, I think actually one difference between us is like, I'm fine with vulnerability, but I think it's surface level vulnerability.
What do you mean?
Like, so if I like meet with you, like let's say I'm on a date with a guy and I meet with him, I will share like things I'm going through, like it's no big deal. Right? Like, I'll be like, oh yeah, like I'm going through this with my family, I'm going through this with my friends. Like, I will share those details, but I think it's the emotional intimacy that's missing. Like, I think it's almost like I will share the vulnerable details without any like emotional attachment to
them. Okay, yeah, then I'm the same, because I have no problem, like, I'm an open book. I don't care what I say or if people talk about me, as long as it's true. But as soon as like the feelings part of it happened, like, I don't know how to handle it. Like, I hate PDA. I like,
girl, me too.
Yeah, I don't even know. Like, when I think about being in a relationship with a guy, I, back to what you were saying about having high standards too. Like, I think I do know that I know what I would want if I were to be in a relationship. So if someone is not that, then it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But I don't know if, like, when I imagine that kind of situation where I'm in that relationship, like, yo, that's not even me. Like, I can't even act like that. Or.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Like, 100%.
Does that make sense?
No, that completely makes sense. Like, I think how I do it is like, right. Okay. So let's say I need A, B, C, D. Right, in a person, and I will vocalize to my friends, I will vocalize to the podcast, here's ABCD of my standards, right? But then when it actually comes to my dating, always, like, it's almost like I make sure that they don't have like one of the traits.
Mm.
And so I like have an, I have an out, like I have an excuse of like, oh, he doesn't have D, but it's like, oh, I know he didn't have, I don't know why.
I know, yeah, self-sabotage.
It's literally, well, self-sabotage.
Even if you find someone who ticks all the boxes, you'll discover something that you know, you're like, okay, this is gonna be on my list of like the opposite of, you know, what he's doing is what I want.
Yeah No, for sure. And so, yeah, no, recently it's been like a lot of like, okay, how do I fix my fear of like emotional intimacy, and I can't figure out how to do it.
Therapy? I don't know, girl. Let me know when you figure it out.
Wait, yeah, okay, yeah, maybe therapy, because I was like, okay, I feel like, right, like, you can, like, go out into the world and practice, but, like, I'm not gonna practice emotional intimacy with, like, just anyone. Like, why would I just, like, let anyone in as practice?
Exactly.
You know?
So, I think with, like, a person that ticks all your boxes and you're like, oh, this person's really great, for me, I think I'd be willing to take the risk of it not working out well and like going through an ending or whatever, because at least the person was worth a try versus going for someone who doesn't tick the boxes and then it like ends up shit anyways.
Right.
So I think you just have to fucking get out of your comfort zone. I don't know the answer to that.
I do think it's therapy. Like, maybe, like, yeah, I do need to like push my boundaries a little bit too, just because like even when I'm like out, like, right, if I'm out and I'm like, oh, that guy's cute, I will just sit there, I will just stand there, not do anything, not approach.
But you know what I mean, like, we do have like issues and stuff like that, but also like I feel like it would take like a real man, like the ideal person I would want or whatever, like a real man who's in his masculine, to make me feel safe to be able to be vulnerable. Like, everyone I've interacted with in the past hasn't made me feel like that. So why would I let my guard down, you know? Or I just know it's going to be something that's like casual or like not, that I'm not going to be emotionally invested into, right?
Right.
So I feel like the right person for me would create that space where I feel okay to be to more like vulnerable open and open up because it's just like a real man.
A real man. You know? Yeah. No, actually, yeah, you're 100% right. Like, I'm thinking about like all the past guys that I've like gone on dates with, whatever, even like dated. And I think like, yeah, I don't think that they like have like that it quality of like being able to push me into my feminine, right? Because I think like both, I'm going to speak for both of us, but like, right, we're like, we're strong women, intelligent women, and it makes it that much harder to find a strong and intelligent enough man.
Dude, they are all losers and bums. I'm sorry. Maybe like 99%, but, yeah. Or even if they're great, like, I feel like at our age, it's kind of hard because men, boys our age are still growing up and learning how to be a man.
Mm-hmm.
And older men that I've gone on dates with, I have nothing in common with them because they're like
fucking millennials.
And yeah, they'll like text boomer me. Energy.
No, literally, I'm like, oh my god, I don't think I can date a 33-year-old because they're in a different millennia. Like, yeah. Literally, why are you texting me bubbles this long instead of sending me 6 messages?
Like, babe, what do you mean? I need to teach you how to attach a PDF. Like, no. But also, yeah, I feel like we're still young. So, and don't they say that males need more time to mature and like all that stuff too? So by the time people in our age group grow up, like, it's gonna be a bit, and we just have to like wait around, I guess, or go for someone older. But I think there's not a lot of people I meet out in the wild who
actually tick some of the boxes.
Yeah,
the important boxes.
Yeah.
No, I completely agree. Like, I think I found, like, literally it's like, oh my god, if I like you, I like your music taste, I like your style and like your humor, like, why don't you have a job?
Oh my god, yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, he doesn't have money. Like, oh, he doesn't have his financials together. Or it's like, oh, you have your financials together. You're responsible. You like plan the dates. But like, we have nothing in common. And so I feel like I'm choosing between like two non-viable options. And so I'm just like, is there a point? Like, is there a point in dating?
You know
right
what
now?
I think the ideal man, I don't know if it's like similar for us, like maybe ours is the same, yours just wears like small beanies and listens to better music. But those kinds of guys have lives, like they have good jobs, they probably have hobbies, they probably have some kind of sport or athletic thing that they do. They don't have time to be going out to like bars or like dating apps. And like, if they are, they're not creepo guys who are so thirsty that they're gonna approach a girl, you know? They are hiding in the weeds somewhere, like, right. Maybe doing their taxes, I don't know, or like detailing their car. Like, what the fuck do you like
successful, like, have their shit together,
like smoke but, like, a cigar cool. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Though
I feel like the ones that we notice and catch our eye first, it's just like setting us up for failure because
like, I think I'm looking in all the wrong places. Mm-hmm. Or either that or they're in a relationship. So,
and also I feel like the men that I get turned off from,
uh-huh,
are the ones that are too eager because they have nothing going on in their lives. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have things to occupy their time or their mind. So they'll want to constantly text or whatever. And I'm like, this is annoying. Or
like, why are you so obsessed with me? You don't even know me.
Like, I get it, but don't be so needy. Like, act like you have things going on in your life, you know?
Right.
And then that like always turns me off. And then the ones that aren't so interested, I'm like, ooh, like I like this game. Like, it's like a little dopamine hit, but then that will set you up for failure too. Or just be in something. Actually, I don't want to call it failure, because I feel like whatever you need in that time, if it's just companionship or whatever, it's fine. But that, if your goal is a relationship, which it isn't for me, mm-hmm, right now, but I feel like the people that catch my eye and entertain me, uh-huh, at the moment,
uh-huh,
aren't the same kind of people that when I look at myself in like 15 years, when I'm settled down, it's like not a match, you know? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Because right now, right, the goal is different. It's like, oh, I'm not trying to get married right now, you know? Like, that fucking scares me, right?
Yeah.
Like, literally, do not propose. Don't you dare get down on one knee. Like, there is no way that is happening. And so, yeah, I like completely, like, there's a big disparity because it's like, oh, I'm not in that life stage right now. Like, I'm not gonna buy a house, like, combine our taxes, whatever, you know? I'm not, I'm still marking single on my tax returns. And so I totally get that. But then also, right, going back to what you said about like the eagerness, the eager boys versus like, oh, like I'm gonna play it cool. I am completely the same exact way, literally, with the people who like express interest. I'm like, ooh.
But that's just like, we need to rewire our brain, because those men are probably more confident, intentional, know what they want, go for it.
Right.
Well, there's a slight difference in like being desperate and like knowing what you want.
There is. And you feel it, right? Yeah. As a girl on the other side, I'm like, wait, oh, I can like understand that, like, oh, maybe this guy, like, he's like, oh, okay, I'm ready to be in a relationship, versus somebody else is like, oh, I'll get into a relationship with anybody.
Oh my God. Yes. And sometimes I feel like, do you even have standards? Like,
yeah.
Like, what are you doing? Like, I'm sure, like, maybe if a first date went well, sure, but that's the first time you ever met someone and you're already talking about like, oh, you want to do this, you want to do that? I'm like, you don't even know me. You like literally don't what know if I'm me. Psycho or crazy or I don't know. And I feel like that's just a big turnoff when they're just so accessible.
Yes. Because again, it goes back to like, oh, like, don't you have a life?
Yeah.
Like, don't you have other important
or
things
other
to do?
Bitches, like,
don't you go to rotation?
Like, I don't want someone to pick me just because I'm there, you know. I want them to have life experiences, go on dates, be single, whatever, and then when they intentionally want to be like, oh, okay, this is something I want to pursue for like legitimate reasons, sure. But right. I feel like people I've interacted with are more not careless but don't think it through, or just, I mean, it's not bad, but maybe they're living more in the moment and I analyze things too much. But
no,
I don't know, it's just, yeah, I feel like my thoughts of what I want and what I need aren't matching up with my actions, so mm-hmm. It puts me in a weird spot to in the dating life.
Yeah, no, yeah. Also, I wanted to go back to the dopamine of inconsistency. Because I think that's something, like, dude, I'm having withdrawals. Like, right, I've been on a dating break, even though I went on a date like however long ago. Like, for the most part, zooming out and looking at my like life in the most recent years, like, this is a big dating break for me, where like I'm,
oh yeah, you were a serial dater,
bro. Why was I going on 4 dates in 1 week? Why was I doing that?
The plot, for research,
for the content.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah, no, I was serially like, I was getting so much dopamine from this, of like, oh, I don't know what this is, like, oh, I don't know if he's gonna like text me back, like,
it is fun,
you know, it's like fun, like, oh, like,
but I could never do 4 in a week.
No, yeah, it was too much.
I was trying to think if I have. No.
No, it was way too much. Like, I think
I'd get their names mixed up. Like, I would need like an Excel sheet and be like, who's who?
Wait, we're the same. I would literally read through our entire chat right before the date just to make sure. And I have notes, because I was like, I've done this in the past. I've like mixed up details.
Oh God.
You know? And I'm like, oh, that's so bad. And it's not that like I don't care. It's just, I'm gonna blame it on my ADHD memory.
Yeah,
you know, like, it's just, yeah, it was just too much. And so I was like, going, I know I've been like going on these dates, but this has been a really big break, and I'm getting dopamine withdrawals. Like, I like really like thrived on the inconsistency of these men, and I think like, right, it like always like drew me closer, like it made me like, I don't want to use the word desperate, but
you want what you can't have, like the, yeah, push and pull. You know what?
Yeah.
One thing men will always be consistent with is the inconsistency.
No, yeah. I like look back and like, am I embarrassed? Slightly. But like, I'm like, okay, it like makes sense, right? It's like, okay, if I don't want someone eager, then what's the opposite?
Yeah. It's a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
And I think when I was like 20 or a lot younger, I was like, oh, I want to get married. Like, I want to find like my life partner, like dating is to get married. And yeah, as I've gotten not older, like just more recent, like in the last like 3, 4, 4, I don't know, but like dating could just be fun and just like a fun experience of like meeting new people, like going out to eat. It doesn't have to be so serious.
Yeah,
and casual dating is really fun, and that's always good. But weird, because you think about like where you want to be in 10 years, and I don't have like a timeline of when I want to get married, if I even want to get married. That's like changing day by day, like,
oh, lately. Yeah, every single day. Yeah.
I mean, ideally, it'd be nice to, like, have someone, right, who's, like, perfect and, like, devoted to you and, like, amazing. Yeah. But I think if we have standards, you just have to accept that it's going to take time. And in the past, usually I, like to date in the summer because it's nice and I'm tan and you wear cuter outfits. And, yeah, like, winter, I'm depressed and just want to be at home in my bed.
Yeah, yeah.
So usually in the summer, I'd just go on, like, dates and just have fun. And my friends would be, this year were like, oh, are you dating? Like, what's going on? And I was like, honestly, I'm in a phase right now where, I mean, I have been on, like, a few dates and stuff like that, but I think the reason is different now. Like, before, I'm like, oh, I need companionship. Like, I want someone to want me. And now it's like, oh, no, just like something to pass the time. Like, I'm not doing anything on a Thursday. Like, I'll go to Soho House. I've always wanted to go there. Not really for the guy, you know?
Right.
And I think now, I think it's healthier of just treating it like meeting up with a friend or like whatever. And it's lower stakes and not so serious. Yeah. That mindset shift for me has been good.
Oh yeah, no, for sure. Especially like, right, like, you love to learn. I'm also like a nerd, and like, I think at a certain point I was like, you know, oh, let me just meet up with this guy because I could learn something new, right? Like, I think that's like one of my favorite parts of like dating and also meeting new people is just like, oh, you're not in my like normal circle of friends, and so like maybe you can teach me something. Like, oh, can you teach me how to code? like, cool, I'm getting free.
You're bringing
lessons.
Your laptop to a date.
Wait, there was actually like one time where I was like, wait, no, seriously, like, I feel like I need to learn how to code. And so did that almost happen? Like, yeah, I almost brought a laptop to,
you know what it
date.
Is for me,
what
I think I talk about the same shit with my friends and they get annoyed. Like, if I talk about Succession one more time, I think my friend Carly will literally like block me in real life. She'd ghost me. Uh-huh. So I like going on dates because then I could just talk about all my interests. They're trying to get to know me and I get to just, it's like a talk show. I get to talk about all my interests,
right.
Talk about shows I like, movies I like.
Right, you can just like jokes chit-chat. If you want.
Yeah, I like a good like intellectual debate or like conversation.
Oh,
and like,
yeah,
usually you don't know what you're gonna get from another person, so it's just good to dive into people's mindsets about like,
wait, yeah,
superficial things. It doesn't, like, sometimes I will go into like politics or like whatever in current events, but right, usually I keep it light. But I think what's happened in like maybe the last like 2 years for me is that just like being more secure in myself and really enjoying my alone time and feeling good alone and not lonely and, ooh, confident in myself versus maybe like 4 years ago. I mean, like, when was like my last relationship? That was like such a bad idea. But like the it was just like, okay, like, sure, I'll date, like, you know, like, it's just, yeah, like, what am I gonna do, you know?
Yeah.
And now it's like, no, like, I feel very good on my own. So like, if I'm gonna spend my time with you in a deeper manner, it's gonna be someone that is worth it and,
yes,
meets the standards, not just because they're there, like the reverse of a guy like
just dating you for
just because I'm the person next to him.
Yeah.
But I think in recent times I've just really loved hanging out by myself and enjoying my own company, and feeling secure in that way, not lonely and not getting FOMO or like, you know, when we were younger or whatever, if you see your friends in relationship, you're like, oh, I want that, or like,
oh my
whatever
gosh, yeah. It's like, oh, they went to Candy Cane Lane together.
Yeah. Fuck that. But now I'm just like, okay, to be frank, like, I don't want a guy around me who's gonna annoy me or like whose time and company isn't adding something fun, or,
yeah,
I enjoy their company. I'm not gonna date someone just
cause,
you know?
Yeah.
And I think that comes from being more secure in myself versus maybe in the past where not needed that companionship, but it would just made you feel better about yourself that someone wanted you. And then it would put me into situations where I'm like, oh, girl, right. I mean, in the moment you don't know, but looking back,
yeah,
why did you do that? But that I don't regret anything either, because I feel like everything's a learning experience, and the more people you interact with, that's how you're able to identify red flags or things you don't like.
Yes, 100%.
And things you do like,
right, yeah. Like, it's like, oh, I feel like my friends recently have been like, oh, you're trying to like learn a lesson. Whenever I'm making a bad decision, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm in my learning era. But I mean, I think like that is huge, right? Being able to like spend time alone and like enjoy your own company. And so like, what was kind of like the mind, like, do you think that there was like a mindset shift in like going from I feel lonely to like, oh, I enjoy my own time?
Yeah, I think it's hard to like pinpoint one moment, but I think maybe in like the last few years, I've just been in either like a relationship or like engagements with folks where it just like wasn't serving me. That sounds so like, you know, like preachy, but you know what I mean? Like it just wasn't the best situation for me and I wouldn't wish that on my friend, you know, but I was just, what's that fucking Perks of Being a Wallflower quote? You accept the love you think you deserve or whatever. I was just like taking not the bare minimum because I wasn't expecting anything out of these people really, well, except my ex-boyfriend, but just like putting myself into situations where I'm like, what are you doing? And when things end, I think naturally, especially as women, you tend to, oh, what did I do wrong? Blame yourself. Like, oh, it's because I
did XYZ. Or
it's an ego hit. Yeah. Like, oh, like, am I not like attractive? Am I not like cool? Like, I know. Like, there must be something weird. Like, back to what I was saying earlier about like, if someone met me, like of course they'd fall in love with me. So like, why aren't they falling in love with me? Yeah. And it's not necessarily me wanting to date a person. It's more of like, I don't really want you, but why don't you want me?
It's
all ego. So I really was just like sitting in that for a bit, like, okay, why do I feel like weird about a situation or situations where the like this was the outcome I saw for myself and what I wanted, you know? Anyways, and so yeah. I think I was just like, okay, I don't want to feel shitty. I don't want to put myself into situations where I set myself up to be shitty, feel shitty. Like maybe in the beginning it could feel like okay, but like later on you're gonna feel shitty, and just like recognizing that. And so like one thing I was in like ended, it was all fine, but I was just like, oh, like why do I feel weird? And so I just really looked into that, and I think it was more of like a not a confidence issue, because I think I am pretty confident, but more of like a, I don't know the right word for it, not a loneliness issue, not confidence, but just maybe feeling worthy of like love or something like that. And so I was like, okay, why do I feel like that? And then I got these like, what is it, like 101 ways to heal, like those little self-help books, and just to like read, just to see what people are talking about, or just like seeing TikToks. And I think I learned that I needed to love myself, value myself, like stick up for myself and what I deserve and what I'm worth. Like I think, and not in a cocky way, but I think everyone should be their biggest advocate. Like I think I'm a catch. I think everyone should think they're a catch. Yeah. It might be not be a catch for every single person you meet. We all have different compatibilities and tastes and whatnot. Right. But like the person I want is going to want me because I'm amazing and they're probably amazing too, right?
Yeah.
So I think it was just not feeling like that in the moment when something ended, and being, and just a meeting going like, oh, what's wrong with me, what's wrong with me, what's wrong with me,
right?
And I love a good breakup, okay? Like if a friend or a friend of a friend, if I hear about a breakup, like, oh, so-and-so broke up with her boyfriend of 10 years, I'm like, yes. I think the biggest thing holding a woman back could be a loser boyfriend, and they could be great too, but I think I've said this to you before, like a slingshot, you need to be pulled back to launch forward. And I think breakups are one of the best catalysts to just get your shit together. And it doesn't have to be a relationship, it could just be like some guy you dated or a situationship that ended and whatever.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, I'm gonna get my life together, like I'm gonna work out, I'm gonna eat healthy, I'm gonna be on top of work, or what, value my friendships, work on myself. And I think those moments are always great just to sit alone and work on yourself, love yourself, like the relationship with yourself is the most important.
Yeah.
And I really didn't understand that until I was 26-ish. No, 25.
Right. Her prefrontal cortex.
She be developing. Yeah. She be growing. But I think it was just like a culmination of things, of looking at patterns of men I've interacted with. And like I mentioned Reed, he'd always talk shit about loser guys I'd interact with and be like, they suck, like stop talking to them.
Right.
And I just would have my blinders on, or I just like the game or the chase or the dopamine hit or whatever it was.
Right.
Um, And I was like, okay, like, I need to advocate for myself more than him, you know, and I need to be my biggest cheerleader.
Right. Like, this is coming from, like, one of your closest friends, but, like, I think, like, right, it goes back to, like, external validation and, like, you have to
feel it. Yes, that's what it was. External validation because you don't have internal validation.
Yeah.
And I was getting, in some way, external validation from whatever engagement situation I was in, any interaction with the guy. And I feel like that's just like the fucking patriarchy, and like the woman's worth is like through the man's eyes, but like you just have to like
step rewire your brain.
But what were you saying?
No, and so I think that's something I noticed too. I was like, oh, I only like the attention, I don't actually
ego
like the dude. Yeah,
because if you think, okay, think about like maybe the last three guys you've interacted with, was it really anything interesting they were doing, or
no, not
how they treated you, or like how kind they were, or how they got you to like open, like never
like literally, you know what it was, they were laughing at my fucking jokes.
Yeah.
They were going, oh, you have good music taste.
Yeah.
And so like I think that's why those two things are so important for me,
because you value that,
because I feel validated.
Yeah. But you already know that you have good music taste and that you have good style and you have good humor and everything. And if they disagree, then they're wrong.
Yeah, no, they literally have bad taste. Yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, I'm like, I'm going to need you to like share the titles of the books, like if you remember, but I think that's like something I'm like really working through, is like feeling worthy. Cause I think, right, going back to like my fear of intimacy and whatnot, like, right, if my standards for a guy are like, let's just like rate it a 10, right, I have to be a 10 as a woman. And so it's almost like I am like self-sabotaging because I don't feel like I'm a 10.
Right. Like, it'd feel better to get rejected by someone you rate a 6 than someone you rate a 10.
Yes, exactly. And so, and
like, oh, I didn't even want, that's kind of like one of my ex-boyfriends, like, oh, he wasn't shit anyways. Like, it was good that it ended. And
yeah.
But I remember going through that breakup. I forgot, I might have been FaceTiming you or Kaylee. Shout out Kaylee.
Oh, yeah. Love Kaylee.
Avid listener of the pod, but I remember I think I said to one of you guys, like, he was a shitty person that didn't deserve me, and he still broke up with me and hurt me.
It's like,
the losers will still
break your heart,
not realize what they deserve, so might as well risk it and go for it with someone who's worth the risk.
Yeah
I was actually watching a TED talk a while ago about vulnerability and how people who struggle with it, the root of that is shame and self-worth, because if you open up your truth and someone rejects that, then you feel shame in who you are and what you feel and how you are. And to prevent that or mitigate against that, you have to have self-worth, because if you speak your truth and you feel solid and grounded in that, if someone whose opinion or someone you like, someone you're dating, feels a different way, you won't automatically feel like, oh, I'm an idiot, or, oh, I don't want to be like
this is, yeah,
this is wrong. It's like, more of like a safe space. Like, oh, I'm secure in how I feel. Oh, you feel maybe a different way, or you're not hearing whatever. Like, it's just like a different way to.
It's like, you don't understand me. Like, you don't understand this and what I have to offer.
Yeah. Oh. And it's not saying the other person is wrong either. It's just like,
it's different.
Everyone has their own world.
Yeah, no, for sure. Oh, wow. I'm like taking it in.
Yeah, it all goes back to self-worth, I guess.
Yeah.
Knowing your own value, not just like what you bring to the table of like your job, like your humor, like all that stuff, but like,
yeah,
like how secure you are in yourself too, I think.
Yeah, no, that's true. Because I think like if I like had to list out the things that like make me, I think a lot of them are like, oh, like I'm smart, that's what I bring to the table. Oh, I have like, you know, like I keep up with all the like new like music releases.
You're really good at thrifting.
Yes, like all those things, but those are all external from me. And like, I feel like, right, I think I like forgot about this, but this was something like I like talked about like years ago, but like I'm worthy because like I'm just human and I'm alive.
Yes.
Right, rather than like the external things that make me up.
Yeah. And so, have you seen Barbie?
Yes.
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 No, literally preach. I'm like, I love Barbie so much. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm like finally embracing, like,
you could just be.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to do anything. It's also so silly because you think about like a friend and no one's perfect and you don't cut ties with someone just because of a silly little flaw. But for yourself, I think most people are their own worst critic, right? But oh, yeah, we're way harsher on ourselves than other people. And maybe we're like, oh, like, I'm going to put myself in some kind of situationship or whatever because
I'm feeling like unworthy or like a little insecure.
Maybe. Sometimes it's just fun.
Okay, that too. Yeah. Yeah, honestly, yeah, I think they can be very fun. But yeah, like,
but I think that's only if you're honest with yourself. And if you're saying like, oh, I don't want anything, but deep down you're like, no, I have feelings, like I want to date them.
Right.
That's already game over. Like, if you're going to be in something casual, you have to just want it to be casual.
Yeah. And you have to be super fucking honest with yourself. Mm-hmm. Like, I think like, right, all the work that you did, it's like, oh, you really dug. Like, right, from an external perspective, it's like, oh, like Chelsea seems like healed. Like, you know, like she's in a healing girl
I'm
era.
I'm perfect. My yeah. psychologist said my mind is the most perfect one she's ever seen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But then like, right, listening to you, I'm like, oh, you put in so much fucking work. And so that's why you're seeing results, is because like,
I think I'm just tired. Like, I'm like, enough. Like,
no more putting you, no more lessons.
No, like, more learning. Life is already like, a reoccurring thought I have is like, wow, I have to live like this every day until I die. Like, why not just like get rid of this bullshit that's like annoying me and
right. and like work on it and be good, because otherwise it's like, oh, I know, if especially if you're aware of your problems and like, right, it's your prerogative whether or not you want to grow and like tackle your issues.
I support women's rights and wrongs.
Yes, yes. But like, at least like how I think, I'm like, oh, if I'm aware of like some like deep insecurity or like self-worth problem, like I'm gonna work on it, because I like you said, I have to live with that my entire life.
You should, like, you know, a list of all the traits that you want in a guy, you should make a list of, okay, what's awesome about me? I know it's so fucking corny, but just do it in a journal. Like, write down all of your great attributes and like the list just keeps going. Like, people yeah. are like, you're so amazing, and you just have to like be your own cheerleader. And I think that was a big mindset shift for me.
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so for the people, any resources, any books that you would recommend? If you don't know them off the top of your head, show notes below.
Your podcast, number one.
This episode specifically.
The Jersey Shore Vanderpump Rules. No, I'll have to look into it.
Okay.
And I will send you some things.
Okay. Yeah. Cause
like, I think I saw, like, I like TED Talks. I just like, am really interested in like human psychology and like that kind of stuff.
Ooh, I love that. Yeah.
Well, it also, this is like, not to get so like tragic, but I've just like had a history with like depression like my whole life, and like a few years ago it was just so bad where I was like, oh my god, I fucking hate my life, I fucking hate myself. Like I have a journal that I've had since I feel like either freshman year of high school or senior year of high school.
Oh wow.
And it makes me sad to think, like, well, to start light, like, my mindset has been really similar, like my humor, the way I think, my values. So it's cool to see that things are consistent, but my self-worth was so low. Like, I was like, I fucking hate myself. Like, I like don't like this, I don't like this, I don't, and just like comparing myself to others. And I was just, it was just because I was depressed. And I think having a psychologist, or just like, I was just so tired with feeling shitty every day
yeah.
that I wanted to fix it. Yeah. Like, I just wanted to feel good. I remember I'd ask my friends, like, do you ever feel like joy every day? Like, do you, like, what, like, I don't get it. Like, the world right. is so tragic and it's so hard to live. There's so many wrong things that happen every day. But I was just really tired of being in that negative mindset and it affecting everything else. I just wanted to be happy and I wanted to love myself. And I wanted to love my life. Mm. Oh my god, that's so cheesy. No. But I think if you like this talk has made me realize, like, all that has been a challenge that I've been trying to overcome my whole life. And I always thought it's like, oh, I'm just gonna fix it and it's gonna be done. But no, it's like constant work. Like, it's a upwards rotating cycle. Like, you're going to go down, you're going to go up, but the trajectory is up. Like, there are some times where I feel, like, not confident. I feel shitty, or I'm like, oh, I just, like, need male attention, whatever.
Right.
Like, it happens. It's natural. But yeah. I think figuring out what the root causes of how you feel really helps.
That was beautiful. That was, like, beautifully said. Also, like, yeah, I mean, like, right, I've seen you through, like, so many years, and, like, from a friend's perspective, like, so great to see, like, how much, like, growth there's been, and, like, your willingness to want to grow and, like, get better. Because, right, like, I remember, like, you know, there were, like, bouts of, like, oh, okay, like, I'm not gonna see Chelsea for some time. But, like, in more recent years, I'm like, oh, wow, like, you really put in the work, and, like, you really...
She put in the work.
I'm like, right? It's, like, exactly what you said of, like, that slingshot. Or even this visual, guys.
What did Mr. Lee...
Oh, our chemistry teacher in junior year. I don't know what that is. I did not pay attention in that class.
Me neither, but he would all... chaotic and whatever, fuck it.
Okay. It was
shout out everyone in our AP chem class.
No, literally love you guys so much. But yeah, like, even this visual of, like, it's gonna go up and it's gonna go down, but the overall trajectory is up. Like, I think, like, yeah, it's, like, amazing to see, like, how much you've grown and, like, your awareness, but then also, like, seeking, like, the resources that you need, right?
Yeah,
because I think, like, it's hard to, like, navigate. I feel like it's impossible to navigate my own brain. And so to, like, be able to, like, get out of it and have a resource that, like, is a professional who is, like, a master of their craft and, like, is able to, like, be there for you in times of, like, confusion or whatever. Like, yeah, I think it's amazing to see.
Oh, thank you. I think before, too, I just didn't have, like, the energy. Like, when you're depressed, you're in survival mode all the time. So day to day, it's just... I just need to wake up. Sometimes I just sleep all day. Like, I don't have the energy or the will to do anything. And I was so tired of feeling like that. And so I don't know, like, what changed with that. It was over time, but I have the energy to want to, like, if I'm going to, like, live my life,
might as well, like, live it.
Yeah. Might as well be selfish. It's your own fucking life. Like,
yeah.
Do things that make you happy. Do things that are best for you. Mm-hmm. And I yeah. think I've, like, recognized now when I'm going into patterns that aren't helpful for me in my personal, like, me myself, not so much, like, relationships. We're still working on that. But it's all been good, I think.
Yeah. That was beautiful.
Thanks.
I'm, like, imagining, like, fourth grade Hannah. Like, who knew that, like, we would have gone through everything that we've gone through?
That makes me so sad to think about. Like, if you, like, when I read some of my old journal entries, I'm like, girl, you don't even know, like, A, how much shittier life's gonna be for a sec, but also how much better it's gonna be. Like, I've never been this happy or positive in my life before. And yeah, it's really cool to, like, but also, like, we're the same people. Like, yeah. We haven't changed, but I've seen a lot of growth in you as well, too. Just, like, being more open and not being afraid of, like, putting yourself out there in, like, every aspect, like, this podcast or, like, networking with, like, a million people. Like, you've always been, like, super social and, like, always, like, school career focused, but I think the opposite way of just enjoying your life, relaxing, yeah. not having a packed schedule, focusing on yourself and everything like that.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you took things not so seriously because...
No, I did, though.
Like,
I had a stick,
like,
up
your
my
goals.
Ass.
Your goals were so,
like, rigid.
Strict. And
yeah.
if you didn't hit that goal, you
mental
fucking
breakdown.
Sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think I've learned this, too, but, like, the goals weren't as much of a stressor for me.
Mm-hmm.
Just, like, learning to, like, let go and, like, let life happen.
Yeah.
And experience it. I feel like you are not less stressed, but the energy is different. It's, like, lighter.
It is for sure lighter. Like, I kind of, like, look back at, like, fourth grade me and I'm like, why were you such a narc? Like, dude, you could chill a little bit. And so, yeah, no, I think, like, yeah, between both of us, like, there's been a lot of growth. And I'm like,
excited. How come these men aren't growing then? If we're on an upward trajectory, like, what?
I
catch up.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, we need to talk to the mothers.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I'm like, y'all doing something incorrect. Yeah, but I'm excited to see how our friendship continues to grow. But I thank you for sharing. This was like such
I don't know if this was interesting for people.
No.
Maybe people are just nosy about me.
Oh, well, duh. All why wouldn't fans? They be? Yeah. So for all the fans, where could they find you?
Nowhere.
Okay. Nowhere. Maybe on Goodreads.
Yeah, Goodreads. LinkedIn.
Okay. But no social media. We're not doing that.
No, I'm scared of that.
Okay, yeah, don't.
Unless you're a beautiful, secure, handsome, over 5'10", preferably over 6 feet, man with a great job and secure in yourself, and you have hobbies and a social life outside of work, and you're intelligent, you stay up on current events, you care about people and humanity, you are not afraid to be vulnerable and also a little silly, and also just are looking to lift a woman up and recognize that sometimes she's the star, and just, you know, like a Ken, like your life's work is to
be in Barbie,
yeah, and just be thankful that you can be in my presence. Then reach out to Hannah, and then I will
connect you. Okay, yeah, beautiful. I love that. But yeah, you guys can go ahead and leave your comments in the YouTube comments below. If you guys have any questions, anything that you want to hear about, please go ahead and throw that in your YouTube comments as well. And you guys can find all of our socials in the show notes below, as well as all the resources that Chelsea is going to send. But yes. Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I am so excited that this is the episode that just skyrocketed the podcast, and now you're world famous, and now what Obama is calling, he wants to be the next guest. Oh my god, I'm so proud to be a part of this pivotal moment.
Oh yeah, it's all up from here, guys. Hashtag it gets better.
Does it?
Okay.